Assalamu alaikum to you all, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we will look into the second hikmah, short wise quote of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Nahjul Balagha of Sayyid al-Sharif al-Razi. Azra bi nafsihi man istash'ara at-tama'. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "He who adopts greed as a habit devalues himself." These sayings are part of the advices that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam addressed to Malik al-Ashtar and emphasized that he retain and reflect upon them. You can read these advices in their entirety in the book Tuhaf al-Uqul, The Masterpieces of the Mind. Just for your information, there are two words in Arabic that have the meaning of greed. One is tama', which is used in this narration, and the other is hirs. Both have the same meaning, but with a slight difference. That is, tama is greed when there is someone else involved in that greed of yours. Like, you are greedy to get something that others have. But hirs is a kind of greed where there is no one else involved, and you are just hungry to have things for yourself. Although both are among the vices of human beings, in this saying, Amir al-Mu'mineen is referring to tama and says that you should not be greedy towards other people's assets because it will devalue and debase you. We do have many other narrations about greed that strongly condemn this attitude and count it among the most dangerous and destructive vices. For example, it is narrated from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, "I see all of goodness in curtailing the greed for what is in the hands of people. And whoever has no hope in the people and lives his affairs entirely to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah shall answer him in everything." Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "At-tama'u riqqu mu'abbad." Greed is a perpetual slavery. He also said, "At-tama'u fi wathaq adh-dhul." The greedy person is a prisoner of humiliation. He also said, "Aksaru masar al-uqul tahta buruq al-matami'." The greatest bane of intellect is the blade of greed. And also, Ibn Abi al-Hadid, in his interpretation of Nahjul Balagha, mentions a hadith with an incomplete chain of narrations that says, "Inna as-safat az-zulal alladhi la tathbutu alayhi aqdam al-ulama at-tama." The slippery slope where even the feet of scholars won't be steady is greed. How to fight greed? Nothing better explained in brief and short and most comprehensive way than the verse 131 Surah At-Taha of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, "وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِيَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقٌ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى." Do not extend your glance in longing towards what we have provided certain groups of them as a splendor of their life for this world, so that we may test them thereby. The provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.